Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republicans consider it the race where they have the best chance of unseating a Democratic congressman in Massachusetts. It's the North Shore race between the embattled incumbent Democrat John Tierney and his Republican challenger, former state senator Richard Tesei. A new WBUR poll out this morning shows Tesei is within single digits, but that Tierney is ahead. The polls show Tierney's lead is 7 points, a lead that widens when you factor in voters leaning toward Tierney. But the poll also shows potential trouble ahead for Tierney. To talk about it all, we're joined this morning by Stephen Casella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, who's come into the studio to talk about it. Good morning and thanks.
Thank you.
Let's start with a basic course race. Tierney up by 7 points over Tesei at this point.
Right. Tierney is up by seven points right now. The electorate is still pretty soft right now, and there's a lot that could change. But at this point, Tierney does have the edge.
Now, when you say pretty soft, what do you mean?
We have 22% right off the bat who say they don't know who they're going to vote for right now. We also have pretty low name recognition for Richard Tesei, and another pretty good number who say that they've heard of him, but they haven't made up their mind as far as an opinion of him goes yet. So as these dynamics start to solidify, I could imagine this race looking pretty different in a little while.
How many undecided in this race at this point?
When we first asked the question, we actually asked the question twice. We asked first who you're going to vote for, and then people who say that they haven't made up their mind yet, who are they leaning towards? On the initial question, we have 22% who say that they don't know who they're going to vote for. And then about half of those make up their mind when we ask who they're going to lean toward. More of them go to John Tierney right now, but that also—
The leaners.
Right. More of the leaners are leaning towards John Tierney right now, but he hasn't necessarily made the sale fully with them yet. And a lot of them also just haven't heard of Richard Tesei or don't really know what they think of him yet.
So basically, not bad news for John Tierney, considering all the publicity he's gotten, the negative publicity he's gotten over his family's illegal gambling ring.
Right. I'd say there's positive and negative interpretations for both candidates in here. You know, for Tierney, like you said, he's had a long string of bad news. But despite all of that, he still is in the lead right now.
It's a 30% unfavorable for Tierney, which is pretty high.
Right. 35% favorable and 30% unfavorable. So, again, not an extremely popular incumbent. But he is right now benefiting just from the force of name recognition. When you look at Tesei, it's 29% favorable and 13% unfavorable, with the remaining very large slice of the electorate who still either hasn't heard of him or just hasn't made up their mind about him yet.
So Tierney's campaign has potential because not a lot of people know him, but time's running out, less than 60 days to go before Election Day.
Time is running out in a sense, but in another sense, this is when the more casual voters and more casual participants really start to pay attention. I mean, again, you see a large slice who hasn't made up their mind yet and a large slice who doesn't have a well-formed opinion of the two candidates. So you can look at that as both candidates, and especially to say because he's less well-known right now, have an opportunity to really get their message out right now. People who know, who have heard of both candidates, the race is actually tied.
Let me come back to Tierney's troubles a little bit. His wife's family's illegal gambling business has been well reported in the last few months. Does the poll suggest that voters are swayed or even aware of this?
Those who are aware of it are swayed by it. We have 57% who say they've heard either a great deal or a fair amount about the issue, so a little bit more than half. And among those who fit that description, in other words, those who have heard at least a fair amount about this issue, Tesei is actually leading. To me, this suggests that the issue is not going anywhere, that the Tesei campaign and the third-party groups running ads about this aren't going anywhere, because there's a very good chance that they're looking at numbers very similar to this.
Then does it appear to you that these troubles could influence this race in the final weeks?
There is a very good chance of that. If the people who say that they really haven't heard very much about this issue so far start to hear about the issue and it continues to be the persuasive issue that it has been so far, that combined with a general expansion of Tesei's name recognition could cause this race to tighten up.
Well, bottom line then, do you think the race will tighten up or do you think that Tierney's lead will widen?
I think there is a good chance that it'll tighten up.
Steve Casella, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.